This is the local VK5 news segment. And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Wendy on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club with some news and upcoming events for SCARC. With the election of the new SCARC Executive Committee, now being Louis, VK5FLY, as Chairman, Rick, VK5RI, as Treasurer, and Barry, VK5KBJ, as Secretary. Together with the rest of the committee, we are raring to go and get on with the year ahead. We have several ongoing events which may interest you, and we would love to see you there. These include the coffee morning, 10 a.m. every third Wednesday of the month, yes, Wednesday, the next being the 18th of March, held at the McLaren Vale Information Centre. The SCARC General Meeting Nights, which are held every fourth Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. at the club rooms. A reminder that SCARC meets every Thursday night at the Karawatha Hall, Baden Terrace, O'Sullivan Beach. The club room opens at 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. So, if you haven't been for a while, pop back in and see us. Say good day. Hopefully, you will be pleasantly surprised. More info can be found at the website www.scarc.org.au. Thanks for your time. This has been Wendy, VK5GMA, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam, VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. Yesterday, Saturday the 14th of March, the special general meeting was conducted at the RAF Association Mitcham Branch in Hawthorne to vote on the new constitution and bylaws. The meeting met the required members' quorum for the vote to go ahead, and both the new constitution and bylaws were accepted by the membership. A big thank you goes out to all the members that helped in development, review and feedback of these documents, which was a large undertaking and couldn't have been achieved without all the membership's input. Upcoming events for Wison, South Australia. We are still looking for volunteers for the following events: Friday 24th, Saturday 25th and Sunday 26th of April, Rally Heartland at Burra. This event requires a large number of volunteers to support over the 3 days. You can elect a volunteer for 1, 2 or 3 days over the weekend. Please go to rallyheartland.com.au/volunteers to register your volunteer interest ASAP. Sunday, 10th of May, Gorge Rally Sprint in the Northern Adelaide Hills. Please go to rallysa.com.au/events/gorge-rally-sprint to register your volunteer interest and select it under the officials option. If you aren't a registered member of Wison South Australia, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of the events mentioned, you can contact the Wison South Australia Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. A text copy of this information will be posted on the Wison South Australia Facebook group and vk5.au forum, with links to the different events, and some of the volunteer registration links will be there also. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of Wison, South Australia.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up, for those following Project Horus, we have a balloon launch this morning. This will lift off at 10:30 a.m. This flight is using our new Horus version 3 telemetry transmission format, and the purpose is to give everybody a chance to test their software and actually do the upgrades so they can receive the new telemetry system. This is the first of two test flights this month, giving people the opportunity to test Horus V3, so we encourage you to take advantage. The second will actually be held on Sunday, March 29th, also at 10 a.m. The details of the flight and where to obtain the new software to be able to decode the telemetry are on the club's website. Secondly, a reminder this month that AREG will not be holding a meeting at the hall. Unfortunately, due to the state election, our hall's been commandeered as a polling booth. Instead, a group of members will be heading down to a field day site on Hindmarsh Island to activate our club call sign, Victor Lima 5 X-ray, in the John Moyle field day. Members will be on site from approximately 8 a.m. and will hit the airwaves when the contest starts at 0100 Zulu or 11:30 a.m. Central Summer Time. We'll be active for the entire 24-hour contest, so please look out for us across the bands through until 11:30 a.m. next Sunday. Another date to put in the calendar is that the next AREG Fox Hunt will be held on Saturday, April the 4th. We are considering trialling a new start location in the Adelaide Parklands on the north side, near Lefevre Terrace. Keep watching the AREG website for news on the new start location and details of the event. Finally, we want to thank Rob, AOA6VN, for taking the time last week to talk to the club about the Whisper Demon project. For those who missed this excellent presentation, Rob's talk is now available via the AREG YouTube channel and is also accessible via the AREG website. So that's all from me this week. Till next time, remember, radio is magic. 73's from Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, g'day everyone. This is Les, VK5KLT, with today's North East Radio Club news. Well, last Friday's meeting was well attended, and we had a special guest lecturer, namely Roger Galligan from Motorola, and he told us the history of Barrett Communications and described many of the radio transceiver systems that they make. So many thanks to Roger for this very informative talk, and also many thanks to Graham VK5COX for organising this event. Now, once again, the Northeast Radio Club will be having a buy, sell and swap meeting, and it will be on Saturday, the 18th of April, 2026. Now, this will be our second club event for April, and will replace the meeting, which was due to be held on Saturday, the 25th of April, which is, of course, Anzac Day. Now, the venue will not be the Modbury West Community Hall, as it's not available, but it will be at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes, and sellers will be able to set up at 10:30 a.m. and tables are $10 each. Buyers can enter at 11 a.m. and entrance is $5. Now, refreshments will be available and many sausages will be sizzled. Well, thanks very much for listening. That's all for this time, folks. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Wow, last Friday week we held our March activity night. We ended up with room for another one or two before it became a case of standing room only. The first presenter was Norbert, VK5MQ, who gave us an insight into the use of the tiny LilyGo device, which can be programmed to be a fully self-contained weather-son tracking device in a unit smaller than a box of matches. With a built-in, admittedly tiny, display screen, It can also be paired with an app on your mobile phone, which greatly adds to the readability and the amount of information available. The only other hardware needed is a means of powering the unit. No radio or external antenna is required. A truly amazing little device, thank you, Norbert. Next up was Andrew, VK5MAS, who showed us the 3D printed case he made for the LilyGo, which he had designed, and that then led him into describing his new, very sophisticated, multicolour 3D printer and some of the fascinating stuff that he has made with it. Thank you, Andrew. Maxwell VK5AC was next to take the floor, and he gave us a brief but detailed description of the use and functions available on his new Tiny SA Ultra spectrum analyzer. This unit, which is about the size of a large mobile phone, replaces units that back in the day cost $50,000 or more, all for the princely sum of about $200 Australian. Incorporating a signal generator, it can also produce CTCSS tones. Maxwell assured us that it is also very accurate for such a tiny device. Thank you, Maxwell. Following on from Maxwell, Peter VK5BE asked for confirmation of numbers from those who have volunteered to help with the running of the Generation Your Jazz event in early May. He will be seeking more help as, at this point, we are still a few shy of the numbers needed. Peter then outlined the details of one definite and one possible car rally event coming up over the next few months, including the possibility of us again being involved in the 2026 hill climb event at the Bend Raceway near Tailem Bend. Watch this space. Thank you, Peter. A very successful and informative evening, nicely rounded off with coffee and a lovely supper, which was, yet again, supplied by Gabby, wife of life member Greg, VK5ZGY. Thank you, Gabby. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.